From the News Center, a News Focus.
Hospice is a service that physicians typically recommend to patients that have life-limiting illnesses.
That's Kathy Paul, Director of Evangelical Hospice.
And the program itself is multidisciplinary. We have a medical director, a medical designee, we have registered nurses, we have a social worker who works with us, we have hospice aides, and of course we have volunteers and a chaplain. So it's a whole team approach to really helping people live their best days. They're faced with kind of that life-limiting illness.
Who makes a good hospice volunteer?
It needs to be someone who genuinely and enthusiastically enjoys people and enjoys life.
Paul said it's sometimes about the simple act.
Sitting and reading a newspaper to someone or reminiscing about their life.
If perhaps this direct contact approach is not for you,
there's also opportunities for people who maybe aren't comfortable with that one-on-one sort of patient volunteerism. So for those people, we do offer our patients a bereavement program for 13 months after a patient passes. And some of our volunteers specifically just do that, where they will make phone calls and reach out to the family.
The training takes place in September, but they hope to sign you up by around Labor Day so they can plan ahead. If you want some info,
that number is 570-522-2955.
Or go to evanhospital.com/hospice. By the way, you can learn more about Evangelical's hospice program with Kathy Paul on the WPGM Community Forum. We'll have the full interview tomorrow, just after the 5 p.m. news. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.